This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The globalist's great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm too confident in myself to look down on you for what color you are to feel powerful about myself. I already feel so successful and good. I want to empower you. I want you to empower me. Now, if you want to run me over and slay me, I don't care what color you are. I'm coming after you. We got a bunch of old white men, a bunch of old globalists wanting to get rid of the family, demonizing the free market economy. Everything they're doing is to sabotage to get full control. Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting the rest of the transmission while I'm out here on a workcation on the West Coast. We've got so much coming up today, but let's continue with the powerful press conference where Trump just savaged the globalists yesterday.
Tell us broadly what your view. Do you still have confidence?
Well, let's see. And look, I like Mr. Bannon. He's a friend of mine. But Mr. Bannon came on very late. You know that. I went through 17 senators, governors, and I won all the primaries. Mr. Bannon came on very much later than that. And I like him. He's a good man. He is not a racist, I can tell you that. He's a good person. He actually gets a very unfair press in that regard. But we'll see what happens with Mr. Bannon. But he's a good person, and I think the press treats him, frankly, very unfairly. Senator McCain, you mean the one who voted against Obamacare?
And he said,
who is Senator? You mean Senator McCain who voted against us getting good health care?
Senator McCain said that the alt-right is behind these attacks, and he linked that same group to those who perpetrated.
Let's back it up. McCain, the guy that funded the Arab Spring and Al-Qaeda and ISIS, McCain of the Keating Five, the Hanoi Hilton, McCain just involved in helping get Obamacare passed, who is a Democrat and is the leader of the Democratic Party. They admit he is the highest polling member of the Democratic Party who's a male. His counterpart, Pocahontas, is the highest poller. So, I mean, he's the leader of the Democratic Party. That's how the Republicans have sabotaged this country. And we're taking back the states. We're taking back the state houses. We're taking back the systems. And they know it. That's why they're panicking and lying and trying everything they can, because it's not working. And they bring up Bannon, like his first statement was written by Bannon and it was racist when it wasn't racist and it wasn't written by Bannon. Then they bring up John McCain, one of the biggest liars in the world. Here it is.
These attacks, and he linked that same group to those who perpetrated the attack in Charlottesville.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm sure Senator McCain must know what he's talking about. But when you say the alt-right, define alt-right to me. You define it. Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying,
define it for me. Come on, let's go.
Senator McCain defined them as the same group.
Okay, what about the alt-right?
I'm going to come back and do some more on this. This is too important. But do you understand how smart Trump is? We're going to play more of the clip in a minute. He says, define alt-right for me. Because Hillary creates the term nine and a half months ago, says it's everybody that opposes her, and then now that it's a new term they own, they can then attach whoever they want to it. Oh, look, Alex Jones and Donald Trump are alt-right. That's KKK. They say alt-right, then they say, oh, that's KKK. Then they say, oh, Stephen Bannon runs it. He's KKK. Just all made up. So he says, okay, you define alt-right for me, knowing they can't, knowing it's a trick. Man, he's good. Let's play another minute of this.
Come on, let's go.
Senator McCain defined them as the same group.
Okay, what about the alt-left that came charging at him? Excuse me. What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact that they came charging with clubs in their hands, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do.
Sorry.
So, you know, as far as I'm concerned...
All right, pause. We're going to break. I'm going to come back and play the rest of this. Go to Pechenik. He'll be with us until about 45 after. We're going to play that compilation where he's disavowing us over and over again. We're putting a new compilation on together with the latest things where they're saying he won't disavow. Infowars.com is the Patriot site. We now have NewsWars.com that loads quicker on phones and things like that. So check out NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com has a lot of exclusive information. Please tweet it out on Twitter. We need to create a new Facebook for NewsWars as well.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother! All right, the former head of psychological operations of the State Department and the Army and other groups is going to give us his expert take on the clear psyop. I mean, it's in the WikiLeaks to create racial division in America and stop the plan that I don't even know who developed it. I remember Pechenik like 10 years ago saying they're going to devolve power back to the Midwest, back to the South. We're going to unify everybody around free market, and we're going to break the back of the controlled left and the Republican establishment, and then the EU is going to implode, and then we're going to have the second American Renaissance. Well, I already kind of had that idea, but Dr. Steve Pechenik, you know, obviously talking to his sources inside the government, said they were going to support that move. And that's why you see the left, the globalists, the Republican establishment freaking out with $400 billion in new jobs, $4 trillion in the stock market, over 1,000 new companies, and just saying to the president, you're a racist, you're a racist, you're a racist, when he's given 3 press conferences saying he decries racism. So more of this throughout the hour. I'm going to get out of here and let Pechenik host and take some of your calls at 800-259-9231 on the events, on what you're witnessing, on Korea, back and down. I tell you, Skousen's got some great sources, doesn't he? boy, I'm telling you about going back forever, saying that if they launch those missiles at Guam, Trump was going to hit them. That's the word I got. Notice North Korea backed down. That's what Pechenik said was probably going to happen as well. So we'll talk about that as well. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But first, a great point he made. Okay, Thomas Jefferson called for ending slavery in the first declaration, but they struck it. He was born with slaves. He ended up basically marrying one of them. There were slaves where they were treated horrible, slaves they treated good. Well, no one's defending the institution of slavery. It's going on in Saudi Arabia and Sudan today. The point was England was the first to get rid of it and then would attack ships for 100 years, making it go away. Part of our Revolutionary War and the 1812 war came, England was saying you can't have slavery. 2% of America was involved in slavery. It's not some guilt we all have, and other countries still have it going on. It's used to control us. And so they say, oh, get rid of Robert E. Lee. His Arlington Cemetery is where his farm was. He was on the Northern Army. He was the head of West Point. He didn't want to be in the war. But the North engaged in atrocities, so he joined it. I'm not on the North or the South. It was a tragic event engineered by British intelligence to break the country up if you study it. Why does Trump, who's a great, wonderful Yankee of the classic sense, love Andrew Jackson? He stopped the first Civil War. Trump is trying to bring America together and stop the globalist plan for Civil War. We'll see if Pechenik concurs with that, because there was a planned Civil War. Trump's fighting that globalist plan. We know that. We're going to play this clip, then come out with Owen Schroyer hosting with Dr. Steve Pechenik of stevepechenik.com, co-author with Tom Clancy, so much more, founder of Delta Force with General Boykin and Shoemaker. Let's go ahead, though, and go to that clip and then back to our guest host.
What you call the alt-left is the same as neo-Nazis?
All of those people, excuse me, I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups. But not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. Those people were also there because they wanted to protest the taking down of a statue, Robert E. Lee. So, excuse me. And you take a look at some of the groups and you see, and you know it if you were honest reporters, which in many cases you're not, but many of those people were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. So, this week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop? But they were there to protest. Excuse me. You take a look the night before. They were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. Infrastructure question. Go ahead.
Should the statue of Robert E. Lee stay up?
I would say that's up to a local town, community, or the federal government, depending on where it is located.
Are you against the Confederacy?
What you're calling the alt-left and white supremacists on the same moral plane.
I'm not putting anybody on a moral plane. What I'm saying is this. You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious, and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
From those sides, sir, you said there was hatred, there was violence on both sides.
I think there's blame on both sides. You look at both sides. I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either. And if you reported it accurately, you would say.
Neo-Nazis started this. They should have been Charlottesville.
Excuse me. And you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name.
Washington and Robert E. Lee are not the same.
George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner?
Yes, he was.
So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down, are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him?
I do love him.
Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now, are we going to take down his statue? So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
Unfairly, sir. I'm sorry. I just understand what you were saying. You were saying the press has treated white nationalists unfairly. No. I just understand what you were saying.
There were people in that rally, and I looked the night before. If you look, there were people protesting very quietly the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. I'm sure in that group there were some bad ones. The following day, it looked like they had some rough, bad people, neo-Nazis, white nationalists, whatever you want to call them. But you had a lot of people in that group that were there to innocently protest and very legally protest because, you know, I don't know if you know, they had a permit. The other group didn't have a permit. So I only tell you this. There are two sides to a story. I thought what took place was a horrible moment for our country, a horrible moment. But there are two sides to the country. Does anybody have a final?
It's amazing because the media never gave Antifa proper credit for the violence in Charlottesville, the stopping of free speech in Charlottesville. They never gave Antifa proper credit when they disrupted Trump rallies, when they were staging terror attacks to disrupt J20. The media never gave the Democrats proper credit when they had Bob Kramer, Scott Fogel, and Aaron Black on the streets instigating violence. They never gave him any credit then. But now all of a sudden you'll see the media gives Antifa credit as fighting racism. And there's a battle that they have staged for us. Steve Pachenik joins us today. And you've got the chessboard behind you today. I think that is a very symbolic of where we stand in the fight for America right now, how they're trying to move racism around to put us in checkmate.
Let me put it this way. I'm not surprised this occurred. This is something we talked about a year ago or so. I said there would be groups that would be pitted against us. Now, who's us and who's they? Number one, Richard Spencer. He grew up in Boston. His father is an ophthalmologist, went to all these private schools and colleges, never worked a day in his life, and he becomes, quote, the head of the Nazi party, or whatever you want to call it, the alternative right. This is a man who contrived the history that he belongs to Montana. I've lived in Montana. We don't particularly like him in Montana. His mother spoiled him. His father spoiled him. And then he creates, quote, a group. He's never worked a day in his life. He has no idea of what a daily worker is about, and he tried to come here to University of Florida in Gainesville. I stopped him, and a bunch of other people stopped him. So we have these intellectuals on the left, so to speak, and on the right. On the left, I have Singer, a Jewish kid, went to University of Virginia. Both of them went to the University of Virginia, both intellectuals. None of them have ever been in anything other than what they want, which is self-aggrandizement, that increase narcissism, and make themselves prominent. Spencer didn't do anything in his life that's worthy of anything. He's a spoiled little brat. And Signer is a spoiled little brat who wants to go to politics and prose on Connecticut Avenue and teach nonfiction. So you have these two spoiled little brats coming together with the most ridiculous outfits I've ever seen, where you have fully trained and fully equipped soldiers coming down with lanterns or flares as if this was a Nazi rally. First of all, neither one understands what the Nazi rally was about. Secondly, most of them don't understand that Hitler really had about 100,000 Jews in his army. Now, I didn't make this up. Hitler's two major field commanders on the Luftwaffe, the Blitzkrieg, were full Jews out of five. Hitler's right-hand man, Heydrich, who was in charge of the extermination of Jews, was a Jew from Austria. So history is missing in all of this. On the left, they forgot that they gave birth to eugenics in Germany. It was the left, particularly Stanford University, University of the Rockefeller University, and Harvard, who gave the grants and that eventually went to Mengele to do the eugenics and eugenics experiments. Also, it was Margaret Sanger who inspired everybody to get rid of any child that was not adapted.
We'll be right back with more on the Alex Jones Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you.
Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Dr. Steve Pachenik with you in this segment. We will be for the remainder of this hour talking about the events in Charlottesville and the truth about them. And while we're talking about it, you might want to get to InfoWarsStore.com because we have the BuzzFeed Mega Special going on right now. But this is going to be ending soon because we're selling out of these products. So we can't have the special if we don't have any products to sell you. So make sure you get to InfoWarsStore.com as soon as you can to take advantage of the BuzzFeed Mega Specials. That includes BrainForce Plus, 55% off. Survival Shield X2, 55% off. Secret 12, 55% off. All of those highly rated, great must-have products under $20 right now. And with coupon code GOBLIN, InfoWars Select Storable Food up to 50% off with the coupon code GOBLIN. Some other products available: BioTrue Selenium, 29% off. Myco ZX, 46% off. Silver Bullet, 66% off. Caveman, 30% off right now. DNA Force. Now, this is one of our flagship products that sells out a lot because it's so hard to get some of the elements that are in there. DNA Force, and that's 20% off right now. So take advantage of DNA Force, a 20% savings on one of our flagship breakthrough products, DNA Force, that is selling out. That's one that usually does sell out. So make sure you get to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the BuzzFeed Mega Special, which will be ending soon because we're selling out of all these products. So you are supporting us. You're taking advantage of the Mega Special. But if you haven't yet, get to InfoWarsStore.com as soon as possible. Otherwise, we're going to be out of products, and the BuzzFeed Mega Special will be ending. InfoWarsStore.com, BuzzFeed Mega Special, limited time, free shipping as well. Take advantage of all of those great offers and fund independent media that gets people like Dr. Steve Pachenik on to break down the, I would say, collusion. I would say behind-the-door collusion between the mayor of Charlottesville and Richard Spencer. Dr. Pachenik, where you left off.
I would agree with you. There is a clear collusion. Both of the men were trained in the same place as the University of Virginia. They're both highly educated. They're both they both owe their allegiance to their specific parties. In the case of Spencer, he just made up some nonsensical party called the Nazis or the alternative right or alternative media. He didn't create the expression alternative media. Neither did Hillary. It was really created here on the Alex Jones Show when we did it about 12, 14 years ago, where we were the new right or the new Republicans because we broke away on 9/11. That's what nobody really understood. This is a still carryover in terms of the Republican Party. Or we who were disillusioned with the Bushes and others, that we wanted to have our own specific party, and Alex was the forefront of it. In terms of the left, I mean, they have been pathetic. It's still part of the Podesta group. It's still part of the, you know, the fascism of the left. When you create a tight group and they're always working to create agitation, propaganda, that's the beginning of fascism on both sides. And probably the closest analogy historically to this would be the Weimar Republic in the 1920s, when you had the fascist left and the so-called fascist right coming together, and in between you had this painter or a theoretical painter who didn't get into art school named Hitler, who came to power. Now, this is highly contrived. Whoever's involved has to be involved with some of the elements of the FBI and some of the elements of the CIA. Why do I say that? Richard Spencer lives in Arlington, Virginia. He was married to a former Russian or Russian-American. The Russian-American, it turns out, studied U.S. foreign policy, international relations, and guess what? The Soviet Union. By definition, she was and still is probably the CIA. In return, you have Podesta Group. You've got Singer or Signer, as he calls himself. He was involved in a lot of education as well, University of Virginia, as was Spencer. So both come out of the same background, intellectual, spoiled, elitist. None of them have ever really worked. None of them created a job. And both decided to get into the business of agitation propaganda. In turn, you have the FBI, who's completely penetrated the KKK. There's no notion there is any KKK. As usual, Alex is correct. And years ago, I remember Maurice Deese of the Southern Poverty Law Center whom I had helped out about 20, 30 years ago and gave him some operatives and some money to tell him to infiltrate it. And also he told the FBI to get rid of the KKK. So the KKK doesn't exist. And as Alex pointed out, the absurdity of having a black or brown individual in the KKK makes it even more absurd. The fact that you have men dressed up in full combat gear walking with flames is also absurd. So this was all highly contrived by whatever, the deep state, the FBI, the agency, in order to create strategic tension. Now, Trump handled this very well. Where the problem lies for Trump is very simply that he's answering all the questions right on the mark, but he's getting trapped into this strategic...
That's Dr. Steve Pachinik. We'll be right back with more from him, more of the breakdown on Charlottesville, and your phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
This program, along with Dr. Steve Pachinik, has been telling you for years that the deep state, the globalists, and the left are going to try to set up and stage events and blame patriots in order to start a civil war and destroy this country. Dr. Steve Pachinik has broken this down in the previous segments. He's wrote about it on his website, stevepachinik.com. Charlottesville stage confrontation. He broke down the collusion with Michael Signer and Richard Spencer, a professional LARPer, by my estimation. But I want to hear your take on a couple other angles, Dr. Pachinik. Three angles I want to hear your take on. One,
What happened to the police helicopter, and how come nobody is asking that question? No coverage on that. Two, what do you think about the people that attacked the car that ended up driving over people and killing one woman? And what do you think about the car driver able to speed out of there in a jiffy like a professional driver and get out of the scene, and then police are able to apprehend him later? Let's start with the police helicopter. What are your thoughts on that?
I really don't know. What I do know is that beforehand I was shocked that there was no police protection for anybody, either on the right or the left. This was a trap. There was no question this was a setup. This should have been seen very quickly by whoever the marchers were, particularly on the alternative right or Spencer. They didn't pick this up, and they should have picked it up, because there was no police protection as they came in, and then they were shuttled into a barricade. The second issue about the car or, you know, the helicopter, I really do not know what happened. I'm sorry. I mean, I know UVA police. Some of them are very good. Some of them are, you know, they do their job. Virginia tends to have a very strict moral code and a very strict system of operation for their state troopers and all of their policemen. So they're well trained. As for the Charlottesville police, I have no idea why they were not there. Most probably the mayor told them not to be there. And if I know Terry McAuliffe, who's been the political slime bag since he's been with the Clintons for over 20 years, there's no question in my mind that he was part of this setup in order to create the confrontation that he needed in order to create a distraction away from either Hillary Clinton, the investigations going on, than Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So this had a lot of overtones to distraction, denial, and distortion. It's an old intelligence technique, but it's not working that well. And in terms of the driver, they said he was schizophrenic. They said he was on medication. I'm a little bit surprised that he was brought into the Army, given the fact he was schizophrenic. I'm not surprised the Army threw him out within 4 months. And then he immediately went to whatever organization that he said he was pro-Nazi. Most people have no idea what the Nazis really were, or who they were, and how they fought. It just sounds great, and they have no idea what the underlying basis was for National Socialism. If he's crazy, then I think he should be evaluated, and then he should be either placed in a psychiatric hospital, which I would not recommend, since I would say he was quite sane according to the McNaughton ruling. In other words, he knew exactly what he was doing, and he should be prosecuted accordingly and trialed for murder. And whether you want to call it terrorism or intentional murder, there's no question in my mind he's a murderer. As a result, the prosecution on a federal level has to be consistent with intentional murder and no mitigating circumstance. I do not say he was a schizophrenic at that point.
I completely agree, and it's pretty obvious that anybody in their right mind would completely condemn a psychopath mauling people down in a car. But I'm just curious, how come there's been no talk in the media or anyone about the people that were beating his car, the people that were hitting his car with bats? I mean, this is the kind of thing that if we don't stop that, you could have another similar incident.
Well, what you've got here, with all due respect, when we start getting into the weeds of the garden, what you're finding out is this is just the small elements of agitation and propaganda. It doesn't matter. Once the confrontation occurs and once there's a decision to have these two elements collude together, as you would say, anything is possible after that, and basically the free-for-all becomes part of the agitation propaganda. So you didn't have police intervening at the right time. You didn't have any sense of civil order. The governor really was totally inept, as one would expect of Terry McAuliffe, and the Charlottesville mayor is totally inept. Again, I mean, he's very much of a kind of elitist, pansy type, exactly like Richard Spencer. These are not people who are serious. Will it happen again? Maybe, but I'll give you one idea that here in University of Florida in Gainesville, we just turned down Spencer's request to say that he wants to talk about free speech. This is not about free speech. Contrary to what anybody thought, this is about agitation and propaganda. So the First Amendment does not apply either to the alternative left or the alternative right. When you're intending to come into an agitation, propaganda, and confrontation, there's no lawyer in the world that could rationalize that this is free speech. It's just not.
Well, and you know what's going to happen? The ACLU is going to come in and probably say that, how dare you not let Richard Spencer have his speech, because that's what they did over the weekend in Charlottesville.
That's fine. I funded the ACLU. I don't think that they're necessarily the most sophisticated organization. I don't think they really understand anything in the intelligence world in terms of agitation, propaganda. They don't understand denial, distraction. They work on a judicial system which may not be relevant to today's times. And I respect what they've done in the past, but I don't necessarily agree that premeditated confrontation is the right to speech. And that's not a First Amendment right.
And this is how they're trying to stage the Civil War, at least in my opinion, to clash these two groups against one another. We're now joined also by Alex Jones. So Dr. Steve Pachenik on the line. Alex Jones with us now. I'm Owen Schroyer, kind of playing traffic cop here. Alex, welcome back to the program.
You bet. I'm on a working vacation, but actually out here working on several things while I'm in Seattle with some family. But I was going to go on a hike here in a few minutes. That's why I'm in my regular T-shirt. I was getting in the car to drive to the mountain, and I'm listening to you guys on the iPhone app, and what Dr. Pachenik was saying was so important. I pulled back up and back up in the hotel because I happen to know the history of the WTO because I had a reporter out here at the time. I bought a bunch of the raw footage from the 1999 demonstration against the WTO. And that was back when the left was halfway against globalism and unelected groups taking over. But that so concerned the globalists, they spent all this money coming in to take it over and then to start branding it in 2000 as racist. So they began to fund the white supremacist groups and others that have been well known. And even Texas Monthly's written cover page articles about the FBI creating fake Klan groups. As Dr. Pachenik was saying, intelligence agencies setting them up, Oklahoma City using German intelligence, Southern Poverty Law Center. It goes on and on. But there I am yesterday in Seattle, down on the waterfront at the old market that's there. And they have a shop there that was selling old posters and one-of-a-kind photos and old magazines. So I was in there buying my mom some old, you know, Time Life book type stuff. Maybe Zimmerman bring me a few of those over here. And I saw this because I remember getting sent a copy of this by a listener of a smaller handbill size back in 1999. But I was actually able to buy the one-of-a-kind they had. They said, yeah, nobody ever even wanted it. Stop the WTO. And here it is. And it says right there, agitprop. And it talks about what they were doing. Peaceful people out here, peacefully demonstrating against the World Trade Organization transferring our sovereignty. And they can't have that. So then they posed 50 people who were government house protected, trained in Oregon by big foundations, to come in, be violent, attack police. The police stand down. Then they come in the next day, attack the peaceful crowds because the public had already seen that. And that's the standard deal. And you heard what he was exposing with Spencer and the guy's wife and the whole background. It's all complete cutouts. They don't even try to hide any of this stuff. And this is Steve Pachenik, who ran the psychological operations, you know, the Camp David Accords back when he was younger and all those other things. And this is a real player telling folks this is going on. So I want him to briefly speak about the players now he thinks that are involved and what he thinks they're going to hit us with next, because they won't let Trump bring us together around the economy or anything. They just keep hammering. A lot of folks aren't buying it, so they're using fake polls again to make it sound like he's losing steam. But I had to come back because people don't know what agitprop and all this is. They don't understand that this is really going on. It's what they train universities for. Even the low-level people involved know they're involved. They're almost all doctorate students recruited in by foundations as front groups. And the public needs to understand that when I say they caught leftist Jewish individuals attacking synagogues this year to blame Trump, they got caught. It was in the Washington Post. But no one gives it coverage. Or when they catch leftist groups doing it, they just try to spin it, hoping we're all ignorant, but less and less it's working. So I'm going to get off here and let Dr. Pachenik finish, and then let you go to calls ahead of our exclusive interview that we have haven't aired yet of Milo. This is the taped interview. But I wanted to just come back because he mentioned agitprop. I want folks to know this is what you're actually hearing. This is the reality of what they're doing. Please continue.
Alex, as usual, you're right on the button, and so is Owen. What agitation propaganda is, it's an old technique that we've used for centuries. Actually, the Germans used it. The Russians use it. Everybody uses it in order to create a distraction. I mean, you have Trotsky, you have Lenin. Lenin's right-hand man was Trotsky. What was he famous for? He was famous for coming in, creating agitation, and then making sure that the two elements, the White Russians, the Soviets, would attack each other, and therefore they could neutralize both of them and eventually take over as the Communist Party. Trotsky's mistake was
fish in the James Bond from Russia with Love. It's like the fish where they get the two Siamese fighting fish to almost kill each other, then the one's almost dead and the new one can come in and take him out.
Again, Alex hit it on the head. One of the reasons I always love to come on the show is because Alex knows a lot and he doesn't reveal it, but it's true. But like the Russians and like Trotsky, what happened to Trotsky was he insulted Stalin, and then Stalin had a retribution, which was an axe in Trotsky's head. Now, this is exactly what will happen to Spencer, this will happen to Signer, and this will happen to the individuals who are involved. The reason for that is very simple. Those of us who know the deep state, who know everything about agitprop, we know exactly how it's created, where it comes from, who's funding it. We'll make sure that these leaders, and this is a warning to them, and I have rarely missed my warnings, that they are in trouble. They are in danger now of being killed by the very own people who set them up, whether it's the FBI, the CIA, or whatever foundations you want to talk about. They will not be able to continue. Now, why do I say this? Because when Spencer went up to Montana, and Montana he went to was a very elegant, rich area, Whitefish, where you go sailing, you go fishing. He didn't go into Montana to work. He didn't work a day in the lumber camps. He never worked a day creating a business. I had four businesses in Montana. This is a spoiled child, literally a child whose mother got into fights with people in Montana. And I called up my friends, the conservative Republicans in Montana, and they say, this is a brat. And so he was picked up because he is a brat. He's easily controlled. He has nothing to do with Semitism or anti-Semitism. He's just a jerk who has nothing to do and he's lazy. The same thing with Signer. Signer is a Jewish kid. He was a schlep. He never worked a day in his life. He was part of the transition group under Obama. So what happens is the deep state, some of us come in, we pick each one of these guys, we tell them they're important, we fund them money, and then we say go at each other. Now, the big difference here is what Alex said and what Trump said. Number one, let me be clear about our Civil War. Our Civil War was never, but never about slavery. It was always about money and the increased domination of the Industrial Revolution in the North. And we wanted the Missouri River, we wanted the Mississippi, we wanted New Orleans. Similarly, this new war will not be a civil war because Abraham Lincoln was not that stupid, but he was not that healthy, nor did he care about blacks. Let me be very clear. If you look at the statements that Abraham Lincoln made, he said, blacks are inferior. I don't want them in America. I want them deposed and sent over to Liberia. In fact, Lincoln mandated that Maryland, Delaware, Missouri must be slave states in order to make sure the political elite could control the South and then eventually could do what he wanted. Lincoln had Marfan syndrome. He was a bipolar individual. He was totally nasty, depressed. So if you want to go to any statue where a man hated blacks, literally, you look at his statements that he made about blacks, they were inferior, they should never come to America, we'll send them back to Liberia, then take away the Abraham Lincoln monument. I don't have a problem with that. I've always resented that I have to have the propaganda from the North that Lincoln was a great president. He was one of our worst presidents. Just like John F. Kennedy, he was mentally ill. He had no idea what he wanted except he was repressive. He was a fascist. He arrested all of the judges in Maryland, all of the journalists, and then created auto genocide where 950,000 boys were killing each other. Now, you tell me that's a great president, and I want to hear the press retaliate with any sense of history. So what do we have in academia? We have this notion that Lincoln was one of our greatest presidents. absolute nonsense. Loris Goodwin, Doris Goodwin, who was the writer of about Lincoln, was the same woman who seduced LBJ on his biography. So you have academia involved in the polarization of a country. You have professors who are tenured who have no idea what the history is about. You have PhD students who continue just propagating nonsense, and there's no history or a basis of facts. We don't talk about the history of America. We don't talk about the fact that Lincoln was very close to kind of a Pol Pot who made sure that we destroyed the entire South in order to get railroads, in order to get Mississippi, in order to get New Orleans. He didn't give a damn about the blacks. We had white slavery coming in. Ask every Irish family who came in during the 1840s, 50s, and 60s. The first thing the Irish came in for, they were sent into the war. And if they couldn't buy their way out, they were the real slaves in the North. Grant had a slave. Lee had a slave. I mean, this is absurd. So the distortion of history, as articulated by academia, was absurd. And that was part of the propaganda that I had to learn in the North and disavow when I came to the South. The South was far more integrated than anybody ever realized. I'm still living here in the rural South, and I have mixed couples at a far greater rate than I see in the North. Robert E. Lee was not only the number one student at West Point, he was, as you said, Alex, the superintendent of West Point. The reason he went into Northern Virginia is because his loyalty was the patrician family in Virginia, not to the South. He eventually agreed to be the head commander of all the South only years after he was in the war. He was a great tactician, but not a great strategist. And in turn, we have Grant, who's portrayed as some kind of alcoholic, who was a brilliant strategist, was an excellent command and control officer, and did exactly what he had to do to fight the war. And he did it. And eventually became president of the United States because Lincoln was afraid that Grant would become the president and try to subordinate him. So the history of all of these dynamics is never articulated because our schools don't teach it, our professors don't want to hear it. And basically the New York Times has no idea what they're talking about, neither does the Washington Post. The first people I hear who have any ideas, I'll always go to Alex.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but on the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional ones such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. But he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Kronstein's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new lector decoding machine. For this, we need the services of a female member of the Russian cryptograph section in Turkey and the help of the British Secret Service. Naturally, neither the Russians nor the British will be aware that they are now working for us.
Number three, is your section ready to carry out Kronstein's directives?
Yes, number one. The operation will be organized according to Kronstein's plan. I have selected a suitable girl from the Russian consulate in Istanbul. She's capable, cooperative, and her loyalty to the state is beyond question.
And you're absolutely sure she believes you're still head of operations for Soviet intelligence?
It is most unlikely she would know I'm now working for Spectrum. Moscow has kept my defection secret from everyone but a few members of the Presidium.
For your sake, I hope so. Kronstein, you are sure this plan is foolproof?
Yes, it is. Because I have anticipated every possible variation of countermove.
But what makes you think that M, the head of British intelligence, will oblige you by falling in with your plan?
So there's the clip from the James Bond movie where they set up the fish to eat one another, and then the third fish comes in and takes it all over. And the analogy is that that's essentially the Antifa, the alt-right, alt-left, whatever names you want to put on these people, all clashing together only for the deep state to be victorious in ultimately what is a coup against Trump. And for the final segment here with Dr. Pechenik, I had one question for you. I've been following your coverage of all of this, and I want to phrase this to the best that I can. You seem to be pretty unfazed by all of this. You seem to think that all of this is pretty menial and that this isn't really the big story. There's something else going on. Is my analysis of your coverage of this accurate?
Yes, you've been, that's usually very sharp, Owen. The reason I'm not fazed by any of this, number one, we don't have a civil war. Number two, Trump understands what's happening. Number three, if you see the man next to him, that's a famous executive producer who really understands what's going on and really where the distraction is occurring and why this is occurring is that the Democrats have been trying to raise money for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Owen brothers, the Pakistanis, Owen brothers, who are Pakistani thieves and criminals. They should have been arrested. It's a major national security threat, and the money isn't coming into Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She should be indicted, convicted, and sentenced as a enemy of the state. But similarly, the problem occurs with Obama. He has again tried to open up a nonprofit organization. It won't work. Obama was a failure. He was a product of the CIA. His mother was an agent, his grandmother's grandfather. So, again, the agency fails.
cells repeatedly, and this is all before Pompeo, who came in, and also the fact that we put military officers into the White House and in other executive positions. We will not have a civil war. The reason for it, as I said before, the civil war was started for economic reasons. Trump is in no way similar to Abraham Lincoln, who was really Marfan syndrome with major mental problems and severe narcissism. What happened in the Civil War was economic change from
Dr. Steve Pachenik, drstevepachenik.com. We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.